所以呢，他说，他认为啊，我们每一个人都会撒谎。
And that's why he believes that every one of us will lie.
所以我们应该努力地训练自己撒谎。
And that we should continue to train diligently to make ourselves better liars.
你撒谎的时候呢，要深思熟虑，要证证明证明。
That when we do lie, we need to lie thoughtfully and judiciously.
要为了别人的好处，不要为自己的好处。
That you need to lie with the object of providing good for others, not for your own.
要为了服员，为了善事，为了人道的事情去撒谎。
That we need to provide, when we do lie, we need to provide the advantages to others. We need to lie in a way that's humane.
不要呢做为了残暴的事情去伤害别人，为了恶毒的事情去撒谎。
We need to lie in a way that's healing. We don't want to lie in a way that's hurtful.
我们撒谎的时候呢，要坚决，要坦率，要抬起头来。
When we lie, we need to lie frankly. We need to lie firmly, and we need to lie with our head held high.
不要吞吞吐吐的，好像很胆怯的一个神态。
Do not lie in kind of a halting, begrudging, or in a weak manner.
这样子呢，我们就能够把这个真话的这个毒害呢，从地球上面清除。
And this way, and only this way, that we can eradicate the pestilent truth from rotting this world.
但我相信呢 ，Mark Twain 呢，他讲这段话的时候呢，是用一个讽刺的手法去写的。
I believe that Mark Twain was writing this in a satire way.
因为呢，我们每一个人都希望对方对我们讲真话。
Because we always want people to tell us the truth.
我们不希望人家去骗我们。
We never wish people to lie to us.
但是呢，Mark Twain 他却指出人一个很大的问题。
But Mark Twain pointed out a fatal flaw.With human being.
这是我们每一个人都撒谎。
And that is that we all lie.
而且呢，我们常常用这些虚伪的言语去欺骗人。
And on top of that, we often use lies to deceive others.
不但是骗别人，也骗我们自己。
We not only deceive others, but we also deceive ourselves.
告诉我们这些白色的谎话呢，其实是不会伤害人的。
And we tell ourselves that the white lies, so to speak, do not hurt others.
我们今天呢，想找一个用这段经文呢，去看看神的标准。
We want to use today's verses to look at God's standard on lying.
就是呢，这样子的借口可不可以通过神的标准呢
？And that whether this kind of excuses can pass God's standards.
耶稣在马太福音五章三十三节到三十七节，他要解释神对乐言的一个要求。
So in the book of Matthew, chapter 5, verses 33 through 37, they describe Lord Jesus' requirements for making a vow.
耶稣呢，在马太福音第五章的时候呢，我们已经讲过，他是做一个比较，就是神的意跟法利赛人的意的一个比较。
We already talked about this before, that in chapter 5, Jesus is describing a comparison, is providing a comparison between God's righteousness and Pharisees' righteousness.
他已经讲过了不可杀人、不可奸淫，也讲个离婚的问题。
We already talked about the do not murder command, as well as the sexual immorality and also divorce.
所以呢，今天是第四个题目，就是讲到启示的问题，发誓的问题。
So today he's talking about the fourth topic, which is a topic on making vows.
那法利赛人呢，对发誓的态度是怎么样呢
？What's the attitude of Pharisees when it comes to making an oath?
三十三节讲到呢，他们说不可背誓，所起的誓总要向主谨守。
And then verse 33 talks about can never make an oath and fulfill to the Lord an oath that you have made.
但是呢，耶稣的回答呢，就是呢， 34节讲到只是我告诉你们什么事都不可起
But Jesus' reply is recorded in verse 34, which says that do not make an oath at all.
你发觉耶稣没有反对巴利赛人的对 在圣经里面对发誓的要求
You can see from this that Jesus did not disagree with the Pharisees' requirement or attitude toward making an oath.
他只是说呢,我们什么事都不可起
But he's saying instead that do not make an oath at all.
有一些基督教的宗派呢,就以为呢, 就是耶稣讲这句话是一个绝对的一个吩咐。
So some of the Christian religions believe that Jesus is making an absolute statement.
所以呢，他们不会在任何的情形底下，包括在婚姻呐，在法庭呐，这些情形底下，巴西对他们来说都是不对的，不可以的。
So he's so these the people interpretation from these people is suggesting that no oath should be made under any circumstances, including places such as the court or places where marriage is taking place, that no one should make an vow under any of the circumstances.
但是我想呢，我们简直是误解了耶稣的意思。
But I believe that's a mistaken interpretation of Jesus' meaning.
我们很多时候看圣经呢，要看上下文。
When we look at the Bible, we often need to look at the verses in its context.
也要看那全本圣经的教训。
And we also need to look at the teachings from the entire Bible.
我们知道呢，神自己也发誓。
We know that God himself also make oath.
包括呢，大祭司呢也曾经要求耶稣发誓。
And also included the fact that the high priest also asked Jesus to make an oath.
新约的作者保罗也多次在圣经里面呢发誓。
Paul, an author in New Testament, also made numerous vows in the New Testament.
从前子的资料去看呢，其实圣经呢不是反对我们发誓的这个事情。
So looking at these numerous examples, we know that Bible does not preclude us from making an oath.
是某一类的发誓呢，我们不可以做。
But it's certain categories of oath that we should not make.
那么是哪一类呢？
But what are the categories?
其实耶稣在后面都解释了。
And Jesus explained later.
都是呢，这些你指着天呢，指着地啊，指着耶路撒冷呢，指着自己的头所起的誓，他说都不可起。And the
kind of oath that one should not make include one include oath by heaven, by earth, by the city of Jerusalem, or by one's own head.
当时的法利赛人呢，这些犹太人的。 宗教领袖呢，他们就研究圣经不可发，就是不可背誓的这个这句话的意思。So
the Jewish leaders at the time, the Pharisees, was providing explanation to making vows, or to breaking vows.
那么呢，圣经是讲到，如果你只做耶和华所起的事，那么呢，你必须要遵守，不可。 食言
If you the Bible says that if you swear an oath by the Lord, then you must follow through with it. You cannot disobey that.
那么对他们来说，那么就是有一些誓言呢，是可以不遵守的，有一些是不一定要遵守的。
So to them, there are certain oaths that need to be obeyed, and there are certain ones that don't need to be.
那么就是，如果你指着耶和华的名的时候，那么这些诺言你必须要遵守了。And
if you are swearing an oath by Lord's name, then you must follow through with these oaths.
但是如果指着神远一点的东西，好像天啊、地啊、耶路撒冷啊、自己的头呢，这些就没有约束力了。So
if you are swearing an oath by something that's somewhat distant, removed from the Lord, they don't have things such as heaven, earth, the city of Jerusalem, or your head. They don't have as much binding power.
所以呢，在马太福音二十三章的时候呢，耶稣责备这些法利赛人的教训，他就讲到他们是怎么教训人的。
In the book of Matthew, chapter 23, when Jesus was scolding the Pharisees, and he was telling people how the Pharisees were teaching others.
法利赛人呢会简直说，凡指着殿起誓的，且算不得什么，只是指着殿中的禁止起誓，他就该谨守。
The Pharisees were teaching that if you say anyone swears by the temple, it means nothing. But anyone who swears by the gold of the temple is bound by that oath.
所以耶稣是说，这一类的乐言呢，这一类的法师呢，我们不要讲。
So what Jesus is saying that this kind of oath or this kind of vows, we should not make them.
这一类的就是用一些言语的游戏了，这些好像这些，你可以说法律的漏洞去起的乐言，但是它背后其实是希望骗人的。
And so these, the reason Jesus is against this kind of vows is because these kind of vows are sworn using or playing word games or using the loopholes in the laws, so to speak. And the basic intent, the original intent of making these vows is to try to deceive others. So Jesus reminded these Pharisees.
他们以为呢，指着神所起的誓才有约束力。
That these Pharisees believe that only oath made by the living God has binding power.
但是耶稣说，其实你指着其他东西的时候，还是同样有约束力。
But Jesus is saying that any kind of oath, by whatever the object may be.Has binding power.
因为神是无所不在，无所不知。
Because God is everywhere and He knows everything.
包括你的头也是属于神的。
Including your head, which also belongs to God.
因为你不能把你的头发变白或者变黑。
Because we cannot make our hair turning white or black.
就证明呢，你的头也是神管理的范围。
That which means that, even your head.Is under God's sovereignty.
其实呢，我们现在的社会也常常面对，好像有些虚假的，乐言。
It's like our world today, the world that we're living in today, is often confronted with a false oath.
对他们来说，如果法律没有约束力，对他们没有约束力的。那么我就不用遵守我这个乐言。
People often think that they do not have to abide by their oath if the civil laws do not have the binding power.
比方说，我承诺为你做一个事情。
For example, if I promise you that I'll do something for you.
但是我们有没有签合同呢？
Oh, did we sign a contract?
如果没有签合同，我就不需要遵守了，因为将来我也不需要为这个事情负责。
I do not have to follow through if we didn't sign a contract because I don't have to be responsible for it in the future.
很多年前呢，中央电视台呢有一个记者写了一本书。
Many years ago, there was this reporter that from a Chinese TV station that wrote this book.
它叫《中国诚信报告》。
It talks about a trustworthy credit report in China.
他又讲到中国里面有一些商人是怎么骗人的。
It talks about how some of the business people in China try to deceive others.
比方说呢，他在广州有一个卖手提电话的地方。
For example, there is this cell phone dealer in Guangzhou.
那么呢，他在他的店前面就写一句话：“绝对正版，假亦佛实。”
And in front of the person's the cell phone dealer's store, there was the sign that says that it's absolutely legal or legit merchandise. And if you find one false one, you'll be compensated tenfold.
所以有一个人呢，在他的店里面去买手机。
So one person walking in the store to buy a cell phone.
那么呢，用了不到一年呢，就坏了。
And the cell phone broke down in less than 1 year of usage.
那么他就拿去修理了。
So he took it back to get it repaired.
那么去修理的时候呢，这个这间公司就告诉他，这个手机里面是假的，不是我们公司的。
So when he took the cell phone into a store to get repaired, the repair person told the buyer that these are not real genuine articles, and so they're not responsible for it.
所以呢，这个客人呢就回去这个店里面要求他们赔偿。
So the customer went back to the place where he purchased the cell phone and asked for compensation.
那么这个店主就赔他了。
So the store owner did compensate him.
赔他一个电话的价钱,
and then pay him back the cost of one cell phone.
那么这个客人当然很生气了, 你说假日罚10嘛, 为什么赔我一个手机的价钱呢?
The customer was not happy because the store's promise, original promise, was that if you find one faulty one, we'll compensate you tenfold.
那么这个老板就告诉他,
the owner told him,
因为根据中国的消费者权益保护法，如果我骗你呢，我只需要赔你一个相同的价钱的。But
the store owner told him, according to the China Consumer Protection Law, I only have to compensate you one for one.
所以呢，他知道了这个法律呢不会要求他赔10倍的。He
knows that the laws in China would not require him to pay. To compensate tenfold.
所以他就做这个虚假的一个承诺。
And so he made the lying promise.
但是耶稣提醒我们,
But Jesus reminds us,
神必定追究,
That God will pursue.
是假意罚10吗?
Is it truly tenfold compensation?
不是。
No.
没有这么便宜啊。
It's not that easy.
如果你看启示录, 里面的一句话你就知道
If you look at the one verse in the book of Revelation, you'll understand
21章第8节说 唯有胆怯的、不信的、可憎的、杀人的、淫乱的、行邪术的、拜偶像的和一切说谎话的他们的份就是在硝的硫磺火炉里这是第二次的死
The book of Revelation chapter 21 verse 8 says that But the cowardly, the unbelieving, the vile, the murderers, the sexually immoral, and those who practice magic as the idolaters, and all liars, they will be consigned to the fiery lake of burning sulfur. This is the second death.
那我相信呢，我们大家都会同意一件事情。
I believe that we all going to agree on one thing.
就是地狱里面将来一定会有一些人进去的。
That there will be some people that will be there and in hell in the future.
没有可能每一个人都上天堂的。
It's impossible that everyone will be in heaven.
那么谁会进去地狱里面呢?
But who will enter hell?
我们一般就会想到这些杀人的呢?
So we usually think of the murderers.
有些人可能说这些犯奸淫的呢?
Or maybe the sexually immoral ones.
但是你没有看到他最后的一句话讲到一切说谎话的
But did you notice that the last group of people who will be entering hell are the liars?
所以呢，我相信其实我们要特别小心我们的诺言。
So that's why we need to be extra careful with our vows.
因为我想我们大部分人没有这个勇气去杀人。
I believe that most of us do not have the courage to kill someone.
但是我们却很容易去违背我们的诺言。
But it's much easier for us to walk away from our promises.
如果我们不要好像法利赛人这样子，不守他们的诺言。
If we do not want to be like the Pharisees who do not follow through with their vows.
那么神希望我们平常的言行是怎么样呢？
How does God want us to behave on a daily basis?
按理来说，不守诺言的相反就是遵守诺言了。
Logically speaking, those who those who do not break their vows are the ones who follow through with their vows.
但是呢，耶稣给我们一个更高的一个要求。
But Jesus has given us a higher requirement even.
都是一个不需要怕事的人生。
And that is a life that in which we do not have to make a vow.
有没有想过为什么人要发誓？
Have we ever thought about why people feel the obligation to make a vow?
因为很多时候这些人他要发誓，人家才相信他。
It's because these people are only believable after they make a vow.
因为这些人平常都不讲真话的。
Because these people do not tell the truth most of the time.
所以他旁边的人就觉得，除非他指着天发誓，我才相信他。
And so the people around him feel like unless he makes a vow by heaven, otherwise I would not believe him.
但是呢，现在耶稣说，你们的话应该是是就说是，不是就说不是。
But now Jesus says that you only the only thing you need to say is simply yes or no.
从前他们回答呢，就是说，是我发誓这个事情是真的。
Previously, their response had always been, yes, and I vow that this is true.
耶稣说，现在你讲完是以后，你不用再讲下去了。
And what Jesus is saying that after you use the word yes, you do not need to say anymore.
那么有人可能问，你不发誓，人家会相信你吗？
Well, people may ask whether people will believe you if you don't make a vow.
会的。
Yes.
如果你每一句话都是真实的,
if you tell the truth all the time,
如果你每一次都遵守你的诺言的时候, 人家就会相信你。
If you don't ever break your vow, people will believe you.
Mark Twain 他在他的自传里面呢, 他, 提醒我们, 一句话。
In the autobiography of Mark Twain, he reminded us with the following.
他说呢, 有谎言, 带来的荣耀呢，很快就变成一个极讨厌的一个负累。让人相信一个谎言很容易，但让人再次相信就很难。
The glory which is built upon a lie soon become a most unpleasant encumbrance. How easy it is to make people believe a lie, and how hard it is to undo that work again.
谎言呢是一个负累。
A lie can be an encumbrance.
只有撒谎的人呢，才要天天去发誓，去证明他的话是真的。
Only people who lie have the need to make vows on a daily basis.
如果你每一句话都是真的话，
if every statement made by you is true,
你根本上不需要发誓，人家才相信你。
Then you don't have to ever make a vow in order for people to believe you.
最后耶稣还提醒我们，
And at the end, Jesus also reminds us,
若再多说，就是出于那恶者。
That anything beyond this comes from the evil one.
有一个从前做 FBI 的 agent， 他写了一本书，教人家怎么去知道对方是不是骗你。
There was this former FBI agent who wrote a book to tell people how to detect a lie.
他说其实很简单。He
said it's actually quite simple.
你问他一个很简单 yes or no 是或者不是的题目。
And ask the person that you're questioning a very simple question that requires a yes or no answer.
如果这个人不能马上回答你，
if this person cannot answer you right away,
你就知道问题可能有问题了。
And then you know there's something suspicious.
如果他给你一个很复杂的答案，
if he gives you a very convoluted answer,
你就再问他同一条问题。
You ask him the very same question again.
但是他还是不能告诉你是还是不是。
If he continues to fail to give you a yes or no answer,
他说很可能这个人就在骗你。
It's, at that point, it's very possible this person is lying to you.
你有没有想过为什么我们讲完是或者不是的时候，还是要再加这么多解释在后面呢？
Have you ever thought about why we need to provide much explanation after we said yes or no?
比方说是 但是呢是怎样怎样。
Because often we say yes, but the following so on and so forth.
或者是，而且他也做了这个事情呢。
Or we might say yes, but someone else did the same thing as well.
耶稣，其实我们这样子做的时候，我们的目的就是要推卸这个责任。
So the purpose of adding these explanations was to shed our responsibilities.
我们想告诉人家不是我的责任，是他的责任。
We want to tell people that it's not just my responsibilities, but also responsibility of others.
但是耶稣说，当我们这样子做的时候，只是出于那恶者。
And then, but Jesus is telling us that by doing things this way, we're actually doing something that comes from the evil one.
圣经告诉我们，魔鬼就是这说谎人之父。
And the Bible tells us that the Satan is the father of deception.
所以让我们老实地回答对方。
So we must answer truthfully.
就是我们知道我们给了这个答案以后，我们要吃亏。
Even though we know we will be in a disadvantage by providing this answer.
但是你吃亏还维持你将来要因为撒谎要下地狱还是好啊。
But being in a disadvantaged situation is a lot better than having to go to hell for lying.
耶稣解释了不可背誓的这句话的意思。
Jesus explained the meaning of not breaking one's vow.
就是呢，我们不能用任何的这些骗人的技巧误导别人或者掩饰这个真相。
That we should not use tricks to deceive others or to mislead others into a different direction.
我相信呢，这个都是我们很向往的一个社会。
And I believe this is a world that we all would like to live in.
因为从此以后，你买东西你不用担心这个店去会骗你。
Because from that point on, you don't have to worry about business owners deceive you when you purchase something.
人与人之间的关系也亲密了。
And the relationship between people will also become much closer.
因为我们都不会戴着一个面具去对人。
Because we will no longer treat each other by wearing, while wearing a mask.
所以当我读到这个圣经的时候，我就发觉神的律法呢，不是我们说吹毛求疵。
So when I'm reading the Bible, I understand that God's law,It's not trying to be nitpicking.
它是人心里面所希望达到的道德的理想。
It's actually an object at which that people's morality want to be at.
我们会同意神的律法是圣洁的、公义的、良善的。
We agree that we all agree, or we all would like to believe that God's law.Is righteous, is holy, and it's kind.
但是问题是，我们谁可以做得到耶稣的要求？
But the question is which one of us can meet Jesus' standard?
谁可以一生人都讲真话？
Who can tell the truth all the time?
谁可以遵守自己的诺言呢？
And who can follow through with his own vows?
很多时候啊，就是我们全心全意所发的誓，我们都没有办法去遵守。
A lot of times, even though we are equipped with all the self-made determination, we still not able to follow through with our vows.
好像我们结婚的时候，我们承诺对方。
Just like when we get married, we promise the other person.
我们说无论好坏、贫富、疾病、健康。我都一生爱你，尊重你，保护你，直到死亡才分开。
That we told the other person that for better, for worse, for richer, for poor, in sickness and in health, to love and to cherish from the day forward until death do us apart.
那你知道啊，这样子的诺言是我们就是真心的所起的誓。
That this kind of oath. Was made with a genuine feeling.
没有人逼我们呢?
Nobody forced us at the time.
We did
not intend to deceive the other person.
但是我们很多时候,
but oftentimes we find out that after we get married, that was hard for us to keep that vow.
所以我希望你了解律法的一个功用。
So I hope you can understand the function of the law.
当耶稣解释律法让我们知道它背后的真实精神的时候,
when Jesus was explaining the laws to us, the spirit behind the law, so to speak,
他希望你见到律法的美好。
He wants us to see the perfect beauty of the law.
但是他同样希望我们大家看见你内心里面的罪恶。
But at the same time, he wants each one of us to be able to see our inner sins.
希望你了解，其实我们人是一个有心无力的一个人。
And he wants us to understand that each one of us is one. Each one of us is a person who may have the best intentions, but often are hopeless.
我们希望达到神的律法，但是我们做不出来。
We want to be able to fulfill God's law, but we cannot do it ourselves.
其实这个就是圣经里面讲到我们是一个罪人的一个其中一个意义。
And that's exactly one of the meanings that the Bible tells us what it means when we are one of the sinners.
你是没有办法救自己。
That we cannot save ourselves.
唯一的方法, 我们就是回到耶稣面前。
And the only way is return back to Jesus.
因为耶稣告诉我, 我们, 他就是这位成全律法的人。
Because the Bible tells us that Jesus is the one that has fulfilled the laws.
他能救我们脱离罪。
He can save us from sins.
怎么解决我们的罪呢?
So how can we absolve our sins?
他让信他的人跟他一同死。
And he wants those of us who believe him to die with him. Because you know that a dead person is incapable of lying.
当你死了以后,
and you have moved away from sin once you died.
耶稣,当我们相信耶稣之后,与他同时也与他一同复活。
Once we believe in Jesus, we die with him, and then we are reborn with him. This new life comes from God.
圣经说,
the Bible tells us that Christ is our new life.
如果我们听从这个生命的, 新音的时候, 去过我们的生活的时候,
if we listen and follow what the voices are telling us to live our lives, by then we can fulfill the law's requirements.
我们就可以不撒谎,
and then we can be not lying.
我们最后一同祷告,
and let's pray together.
天父,
dear Heavenly Father,
我们希望律法好像一面镜子把我们的本来的
We pray that the laws will be like a mirror that can reflect our old self.
希望我们, 不要像一个, 见了自己面就离开的一个人。
We pray that we will not be like those who have seen our old selves and then just ignored it and walked away. Instead, we pray that we will turn to Jesus and plead with him for his saving grace so we can change. Because we know that Lord Jesus lives in the heart of every one of those who believes him.
当我们让主你, 成为我们的生命的时候, 我们就能够胜过罪。
Because we know that once Lord you are our life, then we can be victorious over sin.
听我们祷告奉耶稣基督名求。
Thank you for listening to our prayer, and we pray in Jesus' name.
们现在呢是教会每一个月一次的圣餐。
Today is our